A weak solidarity Becky team listener when the not so well off felt especially important this week as they felt in turn the warmth of the concern for them. Big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital, for instance, expressing his knowledge that yet another interest rate increase would hit them hard. See, empathy. And more especially the Reserve Losses Bank Governor herself, Michelle Bulldust, who conceded she knew it would be tough for them, but she consoled them, it would be much worse if inflation gets built into the fibres, which might have consoled them even more if they had the slightest idea what that gobbledygook meant. What did that gobbledygook mean, we asked Jim. Absolutely no idea, but if Michelle said it, it must mean something. Perhaps if people chop a couple of $5 notes into their breakfast cereals, it may give them their daily fibre ration. And let me assure you, I know people are doing it tough. Thanks, Jim. How can those doing it tough you so care about afford two $5 notes for breakfast? A healthy breakfast will make them feel better. Maybe one $5 note. The banks also expressed their concern for those doing it tough just after they announced they would hit them with the new interest rate immediately, as of this minute. And good news for bank deposit customers. They would apply it to the pittance, or sorry, interest it pays depositors sometime this year, barring unforeseen circumstances like not applying it. It's striking the perfect balance between caring for those doing it tough and caring for ourselves, they explained. Some of those doing it tough were doing it even tougher thanks to salt, sugar and fat caring employer KFC for keep fat coming or fat profits coming or keep fast food workers conned. But sadly, Sprung, denying thousands of workers their 10-minute shift break, forced to fork out at least $29 million it ripped off those young workers. Ripped off, that's unfair. Inadvertently, of course. Obviously, a clause in the award which says workers must have a 10-minute break is very confusing and difficult to understand, as after settling the matter, Keep Fat Coming said, in agreeing to resolve the litigation, we make no admission of liability. Poor innocent KFC, but my word, $29 million is a very expensive expression of innocence. And listener, more bad news. It gets worse. Poor McDonald's Salt, Sugar and Fat faces a claim that more than 300,000 workers, true figure, were denied the break. It's still contesting the matter, arguing workers took undefined, quote, micro breaks, which add up to 10 minutes, like, say, walking from the cooking area to the counter and back to deliver and place the order. Surely that walk time shouldn't be counted as work. Should by some remote chance it lose the case, scheduled for the federal court in May, poor McDonald's will be up for hundreds of millions. What thanks for all it does for those young workers. A relatively young worker, 34-year-old Liam Harrington, working for poultry farmer Lemitech, real name, on a machine everyone knew was dangerous, killed when entangled in the roller, and what price a life. Lemitech was fined $325,000 this week, $325,000 for killing a 34-year-old worker. But the court said Lemitech showed remorse. Sure, and found the problems that killed Liam Harrington could have easily been fixed. Since the law introduced industrial manslaughter with prison time for industrial killing, strange that not one caring employer has seen the inside of a cell. They're all so remorseful. Not quite a prison cell, but stuck dependent upon those you pay to be dependent upon. Now that's unfair. We believe those ads. How could anyone doubt an ad? Aged care providers convert you into the most happy, satisfied, fun upon fun person. I should have done this years ago. And to add to the exciting benefits, one large provider, Opalling, which runs 140 homes, decided on a two-tiered provision. Pay lots more, like $55 a day more, that's more than $20,000 a year if you last out the year, and you receive better, reasonable food, and you can keep the telly in your room, enjoy the weekly happy hour, and travel for outings, all of which used to be free. Don't pay extra, and you get the scraps, and they unscrew the telly and take it away. No happy hour or outing for you, which will teach you for being poor. But within days, as the waste matter from that food hit the fan, appalling retreated slightly. The new rules would not apply to existing residents, but would apply to new ones. The $55 a day is over and above the daily fee for basic living costs and the accommodation deposit you pay just to get a room in the first place. Since the proverbial hit the fan, residents of other homes have complained of extra charges as well, including being charged extra for air conditioning. The altruistic aged care providers agreed with their ads. We should have done this years ago. Afraid we've missed the big aged care event of the week, though, of the year. Thursday and yesterday, the Melbourne Retirement Village and Resort Expo. All the fun of the aged care fair. Wonderful opportunity to ask questions and gather information, the promo told us. And here's the wow moment, the how can they afford it moment. Entry was, wait for it, free, free. We didn't have to pay to find out how they rip us off. Apparently, the Greens have been ripping off the most vulnerable by opposing the state socialist demolishing public housing. The socialist candidate for the Greens-held seat of Richmond in the state election says she supports the demolitions and the Greens, quote, have used the state's most vulnerable residents for political gain. Shame, Greens, shame. Although, how does it benefit the state's most vulnerable residents to demolish their homes? The socialists are obviously much wiser than we are. Those who can't afford the most basic room anywhere, compassion oozing out of every pore of the Port Phillip councillors who insist on removing every poor person, kicking homeless people out of the city and confiscating their few meagre belongings. But we're not throwing them out, they said. We're just moving them on. Some difference. On to where? Like homeless people enjoy being homeless and have a choice? To make matters worse, a number of them live in a tent city near where the ASET and would-be's and caring business class establishment and lots of state socialist MPs were whooping it up on the fine food and beverages just a week or two ago at the Grand Prix. Imagine the trauma they could have suffered if forced to look upon these bludgers who pay no rent whatever to abuse public land. How selfish to submit the ASET and big business and state MPs to that danger. As the US of the UN of the US of the world and its marionette master Zion continued their slaughter of evil Iran with their clear objective like, well, take your pick, we can reflect on just how evil these regimes, other than good, good liberty, freedom and democracy, love and Zion are. So aggressive, like Zion forced to attack evil Iran, Zion attacking Syria, Zion attacking evil Lebanon, Zion attacking evil Gaza, Zion attacking and occupying Jordan, Zion attacking the evil West Bank, Zion attacking evil Qatar, Zion from the river to the sea. Can we spot a pattern here of any sort? US of Big Supremo Donald Trump of the poor pleaded with several so-called allies to help in opening the Straits of Hormuz, then when they refused, said he didn't need any help anyway and attacked the True Blue Aussie for not helping, forgetting perhaps that he hadn't asked True Blue Aussie to help in the first place, or he may have assumed that as a long-term lackey or sorry ally, True Blue Aussie would just turn up as usual. Tough one. If we had been asked, do we think Big Supremo Anthony Albanese and the minister for going overseas all the time and being a perfectly good little prefect, Penny Left Wing, and minister for being offensive and trained killing Colonel Richard Malls, the bad guys, he of the giant mind, would have said A, yes, or B, no? I'll give us time to think that one through, listener. And exciting news. Longtime fossil pollution executive Liz Worst Cost the Planet, who has been acting supremo of Woodside with profits since her old mate Meg O'Neill before profits took over at BP, Big Profits, Big Polluter, has been made new full-time Supremo, celebrating her appointment by announcing proudly that Woodside WIF has slashed its local massive pollution by all of 15%. Although its Scope 3, the pollution from those to whom it flogs its fossils, isn't counted. That's their problem. And it can do this while rapidly expanding its fossil pollution all over the world. My word, Liz is a worthy replacement for Meg. And what commitment to the long, long, long transition from itself. Although Liz did announce a, quote, green ammonia project planned for the US OB to replace the highly polluting current system has been sadly cancelled due to more important matters like profit and the energy stroke water guzzling data centres. Oh, how we have to feel sorry for the aforementioned banks. The banks are complaining they are carrying the tax and other expenses can, while the giant AI good corporate citizens hive their profits offshore to themselves or to tax havens and pay stuff all tax in true blue Aussie. Apple in the profits, for instance, the banks complained, has a capitalization 7 times the big 4 banks combined, but paid less company tax than the banks pay in a fortnight. Step one here. Don't we feel sorry for the poor banks? And step two, well, would we take seriously suggestions the great corporates dodge their taxes? Of course not. We can be sure they meet their legal tax obligations. Although Goo Your Gullible is delaying a $20 million data center investment while it sorts out a little problem like, would this mean it might have to pay tax in true blue Aussie? Yet it gets a bit confusing. We are not asking for incentives, public funds or changes to the treatment of our businesses in true blue Aussie, it said. So, what's the problem? In response, the socialists said the data center tax worries would be worked through, which, dare we say it, might be a worry. But a bit of lateral thinking, one obvious solution would be to reduce the onerous burden on the poor banks. Finally, as Jim Chalmers' Capital wrestles with slashing spending on peripheral matters like basic services, it was revealed the public bailout of highly polluting aluminium smelter Tomago will cost $300 million a year. The caring business class isn't complaining about that spending. And as Jim suggests, maybe the big polluters should pay a little more of their super profits. The True Blue Aussie Energy Producers Profits Association warns this could be the end of big pollution as we know it. Destroy our pollution security, stifle more investment in transitioning from themselves. Wouldn't that be a disaster? Good morning.